Hello, hello, hello! What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy! How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. Tomorrow, I am going to get a little bit of a tune-up on the 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. I am getting the oil change. This bad boy right here takes half synthetic, half whatever the fuck. I don't know. I got some in my trunk. We can pull over and go look. You know, the car in front of me is driving so damn slow, I could probably pull over, go look, and still be able to pass these guys in about 5 minutes. So we're gonna go get that done. I get my tires rotated at the dealership. I normally don't go to the dealership for an oil change, but the good thing about the dealership is they make a whole ass video, send it to me. They'll be like, here are your brake pads, this is what they looking like. Here's your tire treads, this is what it's looking like. And they, I don't know, a little peace of mind, I suppose, instead of the guy down at the local shop that's hurting for business, and they're like, oh yeah, you're gonna need new brakes, buddy, even though I don't fucking need new brakes. God, one time in my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition, they tried to tell me that I need these like valves in each tire. He said, they're $70, you need four of them. I said, no, I do not, because the tire pressure gauge doesn't work anyways. It's fucking broken. Go look at the dashboard. I don't need them. And he's like, oh, they made some law about how you need them. I said, there's none in the fucking car already because I don't need them. You're not charging me $280 for something I don't need because it's gonna do fuck all because the pressure's broken. Yeah, so that was the local guy. Actually, that company, or at least my local one, went out of business. I wonder why. Every time I go down there, I have like an appointment, and they're like, oh, I can't promise you we're going to get it done by 3 o'clock. We're shorthanded. And I had a fucking appointment. Get me in. The hell you talking about? Anyways, yeah, so the dealership, I just chill at the dealership. I'm probably going to go for a little walk. It's not the nicest area to go walk in, but I'll be all right. I hope everybody had a great Christmas. How was everybody's Christmas? My Christmas, I'm content with it. I'm a little upset there's no snow, like, actually living in Minnesota and there's no snow on Christmas, no snow into the new year. Everything is dead and brown. It looks like fucking Arizona. I went to Arizona, everything was brown. That's what this looks like. Actually, Minnesota's looking a lot like Atlanta every time I go down there. No snow, but all the grass is dead. Just chilly enough to be a little bit chilly. I don't know. It's not Christmas. It's also not Christmas because Grandma wasn't there. Grandma went on an adventure down to Arizona and said, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm going to Arizona. So, no Grandma. My uncle had to work. He wasn't there. But we played games. We had a good time. Now, I, for one, can't win a game. Like, to save my, like, I'm telling you, everything could be going properly and I still lose. I'll lose to my brother, I lost to my dad. We were playing like a kind of like cornhole. Shout out to cornhole. We were playing like cornhole or something, and it was like 19-19, and all I had to do was land on the board, cancel him out, and I fucking just did not. I tell you, no matter what we played that day, dominoes, I was down by 2 points. All I have to do is, go out first. And nope, nope, just I go out, but my uncle, he's got the double zero waiting to play. Like, God dang it. The reason he had the double zero in his hand, for all you, I don't know if we have any professional domino players out there. Playing from 12, or what is it, 14? What does dominoes even start at? I think it's 14. No, it's got to be 12. Anyways, playing from 12 to zero is like a long game, and the attention span's not all there for all of us. So we played from, we played to nine, basically. So we didn't play the last nine. Oh, and also, oh my, let me just go on a little bit of a rant here about family games, all right? For some reason, it doesn't matter who's keeping score. It could be grandma, it could be my uncle was keeping score this time. It don't matter who is keeping score, they always fucking win. Every single time. We'll be playing, there's a dice game called Farkle, we'll be playing that, and they'll win. Every single time. We'll play, there's a piggy game, like shake the pigs or pig butts up. I don't know what it is. You toss the pig, it's really fun. There's like these rubber pigs. You toss the rubber pigs and they land in different positions and then you earn points. The scorekeeper always wins. It doesn't matter what it is. Grandma, it could be my grandpa, he used to always walk up and he'd say, oh, make sure you watch her. She's a known cheater. And he always point to grandma. Grandpa also used to tell me, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So, I don't know, like, where, apparently you're just supposed to look out for the cheaters, but also make sure you're cheating just enough to where you don't get caught, that kind of thing. I think that's what Grandpa meant by that. So that's Christmas. I went over my tire change. I went over the oil change that's happening. The video game world, folks. Oh my goodness. So I hate to be the first to admit here, but Surf is kind of dead, ladies and gentlemen. When it switched over, I stopped talking to the girl that I got a private server from, so I don't really have a private server from her. So I went ahead and I made a switch. For all of you 85 tick CSGO Surf people out there, I made the switch to 66 tick. I am a nerd. Now, I'm also a cheap nerd, as in I'm a cheap motherfucker and I'm not buying Counter-Strike Source. I don't own Source. I never have owned Source. So I'm not buying Source. So instead, I've been on the playtest for a game that is not been fully released yet. I have a beta access key and I learned how to zone maps on it. So I've been playing 66 Trick on Momentum Mod and I'm having a fucking blast, because this will only make sense to the Surf people out there and it's not gonna make sense to all you other people. Basically, there's tier 1 to 8. And I can beat tier 7s, I can run tier 7s, I can run tier 6s on 85 tick. On 66 tick, I'm struggling to beat tier 5s. So like, it's actually been fun again. I'm on the grind. And the way I look at it, folks, is when CS2 actually gets Surf underway, I'm just gonna be that much better. Like, I have noticed my Surf has gotten so much better, and I've only been playing 66 tick for 2 days, or 4 days. I think I've been playing for 4 days, and I have like an absurd amount of, oh my God, I know what my hours are. I have an absurd amount of hours on there. Anyways, but I've been getting my runs in. I've been getting, the runs have been going great. I've been doing a lot of social runs, a lot of with people, a lot of back-to-backs. So I have been experiencing a little bit of a calf problem. So I read online that your calf can take like 8 to 12 weeks to heal if it's strained. But the problem is, I don't know if it's a strain. Like, how am I putting out 50 mile weeks with 5,000 feet of elevation? Actually, it was a 50 mile week with 6.3K of elevation. December has been my highest mileage month. In the entirety of it, I've had this calf issue. So I talked to one of my friends who is an avid runner, and I said, my plan's just to cut back to like 30 mile weeks for January and see what comes of it. So I've been actively pursuing massage on it, as well as actively doing yoga. I've been really doing a lot of things and making it feel all sorts of different ways. And I'm still putting out these crazy mile weeks, and I feel it slowly getting better. My Christmas gift to myself this year was a massage gun upgrade. So I bought myself a Hypervolt 2 Pro, spent the big dollars, but holy fuck, that thing is so worth it. I'll give a full review at some point, but that was my big purchase for myself this year. As always, I asked for absolutely nothing for Christmas. My mom did end up getting me like this really nice sweater. Like, I actually really like it. She said, you can't have nothing. So she got me a sweater. Very, very, very nice. I'm excited for it to be cold enough to wear that. I've just all over the fucking place. We've gone from surf to running. I went out with a friend today. He's in town. I wouldn't even like consider him a friend. All right, this is an acquaintance. I went to high school with him. I know it says, I know it sounds like crazy, I wouldn't call him a friend, but let me explain myself, all right? So I went to high school with him. We were never like friends per se. I think we'd banter with each other and we'd get along if we were stuck in a room together, but I don't know him on any kind of a deeper level to the point where I would consider him a friend. But I do follow him on Strava because I like following people I know on Strava. And I saw that he was home. He moved to Florida, sorry. And he came back, so I'm like, we're going for a run. I'm taking you to, we've had, slight interactions over the course of the last year or so where it's like, bro, sick run, dude, you're killing it, stuff like that. Nothing, no deep conversations or anything like that, just a comment or two, complimentary comment. And so I said, he said one time, if I'm ever home, you got to show me Afton. So I'm like, all right, you're home, I'm showing you Afton. So I reached out to him on Instagram. I said, bro, I saw you're in town. Let's hit Afton. And then I gave him my phone number and he hit me up, and today was the day. And it was really, really fun. I got to catch up with him a little bit, see where life has taken him in the last 9 years, since high school, that type of thing. And he did really good. We ran 6.5 miles, 1,200 feet of gain, 10:16 pace. That's really fucking good. That's like really good for someone that's never gone and done hills. To give you an example, so the time of recording this was Thursday. Wednesday, I went out there and I did 5.6 miles with 1,200 feet of gain. So like almost a mile less, same amount of gain. That's a lot. Like, that's actually a lot. And I ran 10:05 per mile. So I had a more difficult run and I ran a little bit quicker, but my heart rate was also a little quicker. My heart rate was 143 today. So it's like, it definitely benefited me. It wasn't easy per se, but or it wasn't hard, but it wasn't necessarily a walk in the park. It was a run in the park. That's what we went out there to do. It was really, really fun. I had a great time. There was something else I was going to be getting at here. Oh, Florida. So he's from Florida. Yesterday, Wednesday, I booked a flight to Florida. So the World Cup Stacking Championships are in Florida over spring break. Flight tickets are absolutely atrocious, but I ended up finding a deal that I'm not necessarily happy with, I'm content with. Anytime I spend large amounts of money, it's hard. It's difficult for me. Most of my online friends and my real life friends know I'm a cheap motherfucker. The money I put into things is usually food. Food is the one thing I'll put money into, no questions asked. Flight, I got a good deal on it. I'm really excited. I was gonna spend the money no matter what. This is like a big deal for me. This is the World Championships. I haven't been to a World Championships since 2018, and it's a really big deal. It's very, very special, and I'm excited, A, to be getting an invite to it, and two, being in a position where I'm able to go, because it's not necessarily cheap to stay at a 5-star hotel for a week. God bless 4 roommates. That's all I gotta say there. We're piling that room full of people, and we are splitting the cost at that hotel. It's gonna be fun. The last time I was in Orlando, I had like, that is one of the trips I still talk about to this day. Like, it's just incredible. So I'm excited for that. What else? What else are we missing here on the podcast? Nothing. I just passed the dealership in which I'm getting the car done tomorrow. 9 a.m. We got a 9 a.m. appointment. So not too early, but I gotta still like roll out of bed. And I'm trying to figure, like, I want to go for a walk while it's being done, but also just don't want to go for a walk. I don't know. We'll see. I transitioned from saying, yeah, I think my calf's injured, to I plan on doing 17 miles on Saturday. We'll see how it goes. Like I said, it's not like that bothersome. And it's at the point where stretching it, I feel, is ideal. And now most injuries I have, they just fucking go away at some point. But basically, I want to take it easy here in January, 30-mile weeks, the entire month, nothing more, nothing less. And that doesn't mean do 30 miles on Saturday, because that's how we're going to get her done. No, that's not the plan. I want to be decently light. Anyways, folks, New Year's is coming up. And actually, this is a very important topic. Please do not drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. I think I make this announcement every year. Do not drink and drive on New Year's. I can't say reach out to me on Twitter and Road Rage Randy will be there to pick you up and have a podcast. But you know what? If you're local enough and you're drunk as fuck on New Year's and you need a ride home and I'm your first contact, I might pick you up. But you know what? You also can bet that I will exercise my right to record in my own car. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Katz versus USA, one of my favorite Supreme Court cases, will be exercised if I will be picking you up in my 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. If you're unfamiliar with Katz versus USA, it had to do with wiretapping. Basically, they were trying to get a criminal, so they wiretapped a public phone, and they got taken to the Supreme Court, and then that's when the Supreme Court ruled on expectation of privacy. So your expectation of privacy here in my 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition is fuck all. You will be getting recorded. You have no privacy here. Now, if let's say I pick you up from the local Applebee's restroom, now that's a different story. Restrooms are a, you have expectation of privacy in your Applebee's bathroom. Now, that's not legal advice. I'm not an attorney. I'm not anything like that, but that's, as I know it, as a journalist, I would consider myself a podcaster, a journalist. I know my rights. I know my rights. And if I want to record you, I will record you, except in your home, a locker room, or an Applebee's bathroom. I don't think the Supreme Court case actually said Applebee's bathroom, but I know what they meant by bathroom. The only bathroom that you'd try to record someone in is most definitely Applebee's. You know, record your conversation with the regular, you know, the reg you see at the bar all the time. You see him go to the bathroom. Well, gotta go record him, and that's what you do. Now, I think you can probably, Applebee's is a public location. It might be private, a private facility, but it's a public location. So if Applebee's does not want you to record there, they have to ask you not to record there or have something posted that says you cannot record there. Otherwise, if you want to sit at the bar and record, I might have to do that. I will sit at a bar. Yeah, that might happen. I might have to sit at a bar and have a conversation with random people. We can call it, I'd say drinking and driving with Randy, but I haven't had any alcohol in, God, September probably. That's like almost 3 months. Not intentional, I mean, it's kind of intentional, but also just not really feeling it. I've been eating so damn clean lately. I actually skipped out on Applebee's tonight. That's unheard of. Like, what's going on in my brain that I said, you know what? Applebee's just not the play tonight. But I've been eating super, super clean, and I honestly think my body's just like not craving that. I think after a 17 miler Saturday, the first thing that's gonna come to my mind is Applebee's. But I am also trying to like actively work on healing any injury I have. So the way to do that is to eat super clean. One of the guys I look up to, I'm just going on rants today. I'm just everywhere. One of the guys I look up to, his name's Mike McKnight. He was going for a fastest known time on the AZT, the Arizona Trail. And he ended up having a grade 3 strain in his hamstring, I believe. And he took 3 weeks off, started running again, and he's towing the line of a 100 miler this weekend. And it's been, God, he got up to a 70 mile week. He put in like a 4 week training block. So he was back running after 3 weeks off, 4 week training block, and then he did a 2 week taper, and he's towing the line of a 100 miler. That's because he eats clean. That is not anything special. That's because that guy is eating clean as a motherfucker. I want to be that guy. That's my goal. So I'm stopping at the store here to grab a little bit of grub. I got a text here. What's it say? Wanna come out to the, I don't even know what the fuck that is. Let's Google this, folks. We're gonna Google a local location right here before I sign off. It's in American restaurant in Minneapolis on New Year's. I'm gonna take a rain check on that one, Chief. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Venmo, PayPal, link is in the description. Leave a review. I love to read them. And I hope to see you back next week. If I don't, I hope you guys have a wonderful life. Peace.